Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Shock Factor podcast. I'm your host, James, and I am welcomed today by my special guest, my wonderful grandmother. Say hello, Grandma.
Hi.
And we are going to be discussing a couple topics for you guys today. Never know, could be a couple arguments, might agree, might not, don't know. Anyway, guys, let's get into it. Alrighty, so today we were just going through Google and the news and just looking at what was going on. And Grandma, people are eating laundry detergent.
I understand that you were telling me earlier, yes. And I really think it's ridiculous. And my opinion about it all is it seems like they're looking for attention. I don't know what kind of attention they're looking for, but that's what it seems like.
Right, right. So, I mean, Grandma, when I was in high school, we flipped bottles. There was something called the Bottle Flip Challenge, or I don't even know if that was the official name of it. But what we would do is we would take a bottle, I was showing you earlier, we would take a water bottle and flip it and try to make it stand, like it's supposed to stand, right? And did you guys do anything for fun in high school, like just a pastime or?
Well, I didn't graduate. I left high school when I was 16.
Right.
And I didn't really do any of the things with the other kids. If they were doing things for fun, I really don't know what it was all about. I didn't eat in the lunchroom. I ate with a teacher in her lunchroom. That's where I was allowed to eat.
So you were just kind of, you weren't involved with all your... Okay, right. Okay. So, but Grandma, these kids are eating Tide Pods. Like, those little pods that you do with your laundry.
I understand.
I don't get it, Grandma. It's
neither do I.
But what's scary is, it's not even the liquids that's concerning. It's the packaging. The liquid, did you ever wash people's mouths, like any of my aunts or uncles or my mother's, did you ever wash their mouths out with soap for saying a cuss word, or did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No, I never got my mouth washed out. But I don't remember ever doing that, but I would threaten them with it. If you continue to talk the way you are, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. But that was just like a little bit. But from what I understand, these kids are doing a little bit more than that.
Right. I mean, we watched a video before the start of the podcast, and they were gagging, and they were just, it was disgusting. I saw a video, one kid put it in a bowl and poured bleach in it like it was supposed to be cereal.
Well, I guess kids today think this is funny.
Yeah,
I think it's dangerous.
I'm scared for my daughter, Grandma, because, what is she going to grow up knowing,
Uh-huh.
I'm real scared because you never know what's going to come of it.
Exactly.
And the doctors, they're saying you'll get burns to the skin, the eye, and the that's just the small problems, right? Just basic skin burns, right? But the more problems are there's severe burns to the respiratory tract, the esophagus. It's not just affecting today. This is things that are going to affect people for the rest of their lives.
Right. These are not little kids you're talking about. You're talking about teenagers.
Right.
That are doing these silly things. And hopefully, I hope something serious doesn't happen to one of them. And that's how they're going to learn a lesson. That would be unfortunate.
Parents, if you guys are listening, please keep those pods above the above anybody's reach. And make sure that they don't know where they are. Do your kids' laundry if you have to. As much as we'd like teenagers to be able to do their own laundry.
Right.
It's clear that they can't even be trusted to do their laundry anymore, let alone do their homework. So let's do their laundry for until this passes over. I remember there was a year ago, there was a challenge where kids would cut a whale into their skin, and the final challenge was to kill themselves.
That's what I'm hoping, that something doesn't happen. Some kid's going to have to die from it. Until these other children are going to learn a lesson.
And the sad thing is the doctors, they're saying there's nothing you can do once you ingest it. It's there's no way to throw it up. It's just basically dealing with the consequences thereof. So I don't know what to say. Just we got to stop this from happening. All right. Well, all that aside, Grandma, let's move on to the next topic, because there's even more outrageous stuff going on. I'm showing you, we're looking at this ad right now from the company H&M, and from the looks of it, it doesn't look good, Grandma. You got this young white boy with the survival expert shirt, right? And then you have this young African-American boy who has coolest monkey in the jungle. Now, at first glance, that's ridiculous. You look like you're calling this young African-American boy a monkey. Why couldn't the white child wear it?
Well, you know what? You can do that at a glance, but if
this looks incredibly racist, I have to tell you.
It does at a glance, but I'm going to assume that the mother allowed this, so that makes me feel that she's an intelligent woman.
Right, but how? But you can't. That now you're going off of assumptions. I mean, I know we have further information, and you know we're going to get into that all. But this is bad.
And that was my first thought too. But you know what? Like I said.
All right. Let's get into the nitty gritty. The nitty gritty details of it. So, first and foremost, the internet was absolutely outraged when they saw this. They tore this to shreds. The H&M lost a lot of famous people's support. Mm-hmm. Rapper G-Eazy, a very famous rapper, he came out and he said, this is not acceptable. He cut ties. The R&B hip-hop artist The Weeknd, same things. Cut ties. LeBron James, one of the most noticeable names in the world, the basketball player, cut ties. Other those are just the three of the big names. There are countless others that were disgusted by this and cut ties. Now, we're looking, and there were some issues. You know, the racism that it was absolutely perceived was ridiculous. It was perceived as nothing less than racist, and I have to agree. It doesn't sit right with me. It really doesn't. Now, the mother came out in support of her child, and you know she basically told everybody to get over it. It was big in the news. She went off on Facebook, off on Twitter, which all these posts that she made have since been deleted, I'm being told. But what she's basically saying, Grandma, is this isn't the first outfit he's worn. It's one of hundreds that he's modeled, and she wants people to stop crying. She quotes, "Stop crying wolf all the time. Unnecessary issue here. Get over it." And I guess I have to take that and agree that we got to get over it.
Right, and I agree too. We need to get over a lot of these things. Sometimes things are said and it's not meant as a racist, but people who want to start something because they're angry over things, this is what they will look at to give them more anger that they want to do.
True, but
it's just ridiculous. It really is.
H&M, they got to look at the society we're in though right now. We're in a very, very racially tense society. I get it's not a big deal. It's a T-shirt. Everybody needs to stop whining about it, right? But we're in a society right now where it's almost like we're going backwards, where we're going back into your time, where racism is peak and it's sad.
I really don't think we're into the racist at our time. I believe that it's the black people who just feel this way. And they just don't want to get over it because enough is enough. I mean, you have to be careful at every little thing you say because they're going to take it as a racist. And that's not true.
Well, that's not necessarily just black people, Grandma. There are a lot of white people that are the same way. You've got to be very politically correct around anybody. You got to really watch what you're saying with a lot of this. And I don't necessarily think that's fair to my generation or any generation, the generations after me, your generation. I don't think that's fair to anybody, Grandma, because I get it. We all need to watch what we say. But
we had to watch what we said, too.
Right, but I feel like I can't say anything without backlash. I can't post about how my day went on Facebook without somebody saying, oh, well, my day was garbage. You know, my day, I'm glad you're having a happy day. I'm depressed and I blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like there's no way around.
Right, because we have very angry and unhappy generation, your generation.
I agree.
They're going to be very negative about everything.
I agree.
And that's an issue today. The younger generation are all about me, poor me. When I had to work for what I wanted.
But then again, our generation is getting, you know, medicated.
Yes.
Where it's poor me, but then when somebody says poor me, the doctor says pop this, take this, be happy.
Oh, you'd be happy. You're bipolar. You have ADD. You have ADHD.
Right.
This is all garbage. We grew up with all of this. You got to get through it and get over it. This is life. Welcome to life. You're going to have good times, high lows, times when things are not going to go right, things when you can't make ends meet. But we got through it. We had a big depression.
But that's what I'm saying is somebody's going to twist everything you say around. It's almost like you can't even speak anymore. We're losing our freedom of speech as Americans. I don't want to try to get into politics, but we're losing our right to say something because it's don't say this or you might get offended. Or the big thing is don't say something or you're going to stir the pot.
Right. That's right.
So what can I say other than,
you know what?
I can't even say have a good day because I at work I get told no.
Yeah, well,
I'm having a crappy day already. I don't want to.
I know. It's you're not living in an easy world now.
So
you're not. It's tough.
Anyway,
the world you guys are living in now is hard.
Right. Now anyway, the mother is
She's
being smart, but at the same time, she's trying to turn everything around. But if I bought this in the store myself, am I a racist?
No, what? You got to look at it this way,
but
too.
That's,
her son is making money, too.
True. She could be in it for the money.
Right.
She could say,
right.
It's not a problem. I think it's a problem,
right.
It's not, quote unquote, not a problem because he's bringing me the money.
Right.
So she may be turning a blind eye.
Could be. Whatever it is, it could be. You know, she's got to make a buck just like everybody else.
She says everyone's entitled to their opinion. And I agree.
Right.
We are. Everybody is entitled.
And we have your opinion, my opinion, but that doesn't make them right or wrong.
And
it's just an opinion.
Now, here was a quote from H&M themselves. They apologized for it on Monday. They say, quote, "We're deeply sorry that the picture was taken, and we also regret the actual print. Therefore, we've not only removed the image from our channels, but also the garment from our product offering." So because of this, that jacket will no longer be in circulation. It's gone.
Right.
You'll never have one.
Right.
Right or wrong, it happened.
Right.
I think that, I don't necessarily agree with the decision to take it down, take it off the product, because maybe a Caucasian child would have liked it. Maybe a Native American child or an Indian child, a child from India, you never know. But they said, it's obvious that our routines haven't been followed properly. This is without any doubt. We'll thoroughly investigate why this happened to prevent this type of mistake from happening again. Again, it wasn't a mistake. The biggest mistake, if you even want to call it a mistake, just swap who's wearing what. Give the white child the dang monkey. Give the black child the survival expert. But then they're going to come out and say, oh, what can he survive? The streets? He's a street survival expert? You can't win, Grandma. You can't.
No, in some cases you really... But like I said, it's because we have an angry world. We have an angry world. And they all have to stop. You have to stop taking things personal. They take everything personal.
They do.
And it doesn't even mean somebody can say something and they didn't mean it. That's why you have to sit down when you're something with somebody. You have to say, this is what I heard.
Right, and you've got to take everything you hear with a grain of salt. I mean, and LeBron James, the basketball player, he made a statement and says, "We as African Americans will always have to break barriers, prove people wrong, and work even harder to prove we belong. But guess what? That's what we love, because the benefits at the end of the road are so beautiful." And I agree, you know, it's not easy being an African American child, not just because of the hardship, but it's just not easy because of the perceived racism that goes on now with cops. But again, I'm not steering into politics. I want to get off this topic because we could spend hours debating this topic, and I'm sure our listeners probably don't want to sit here and listen to hours of racial debating. That would spark even more controversy. We'll get more backlash than good for that, from that. So the last thing I want to talk about today, and this is probably the biggest story I really want to get into, Logan Paul, who is a YouTuber. I'm not sure how much, if anything, you've heard about this, Grandma. No. Logan Paul is a YouTuber who, he went to Japan, and he did a lot of bad things. He disrespected their culture entirely, was kicked out of a lot of places, got a lot of backlash while he was there, and the biggest backlash he received was he goes to Suicide Forest, which is, I'm going to butcher this name of the forest, so bear with me. It's Aokigahara Forest, which is basically the base of Mount Fuji. It's known as the frequent site of suicides. It's a terrible place. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Now, that in and of itself, wrong. Why would you even bother going there? What good is going to come from you going to Suicide Forest?
Okay, we're back again to, like I said before, this is attention.
Right.
That's what this is all about. This guy is looking for attention, and as far as I'm concerned, what he did was disrespectful and disgusting. I have no, I don't even know what to say about this person, but if I was anybody, I wouldn't allow him on YouTube anymore.
Well,
he shouldn't be put on there.
Grandma, here's the worst thing. So we're looking at this article that was posted by BBC, and Logan apologized, says it was misguided and by shock and awe.
Baloney.
Baloney.
Yes.
That's
baloney.
What you think.
Yes.
So now here's the big.
He got on Twitter. He got on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So he got his point across to show everybody.
So
now he's gonna say I'm sorry.
Right.
No, you should have thought about it before you did it.
So he says I'm ashamed and disappointed. Mm-hmm. Should have never posted it. Mm-hmm. I should have put the cameras down. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Now. Here's the thing.
Such a bunch of garbage.
This isn't the price. YouTube. So yes, he posted this, right? He should have never posted it.
That's
but
right.
This is what's worse. This is what's worse, Grandma. YouTube reviewed the content. Not always with videos. Does an actual person review the content? An actual physical person sat and watched this video, not only decided it was okay, kept it posted, monetized it, so he's making money off it, and put it on the top 10 trending page, which basically is on the top of, in the front of YouTube, there's a spot called trending, where like the top 10 videos that everybody's watching that YouTube likes are on there because they want you to watch it. YouTube basically said, we want you to watch this. We reviewed it. We love it. Watch it. And you know who took it down, Grandma? It wasn't YouTube. It was Logan Paul. After 6 million people saw this video, he was the one to take it down. I think YouTube should have taken it down.
YouTube, and the reason why this Paul, Logan, whatever, Logan Paul, is he got his point across. He got his point across, so now he's going to take it down. Sorry, you should have thought about this before. I wouldn't allow this gentleman on anything on Facebook. I would block him on everything and let his pocket pay the price. Let his money see. You're not going to get money from this. That's how you treat people like this.
And it's not even the worst part. But anyway, Grandma, this is how much this is likely to hurt him. He was on a a little platform. It's called Google Preferred, which basically publishes ads on the accounts that are most popular among 18 to 34 year olds. So he's getting preferred revenue. That's what made him one of the top earners in YouTube last year. Now, YouTube's own wording calls it a way for companies to share their messages along some of the most engaging and brand-safe content on YouTube. Is that brand safe, what he did? If you owned Coca-Cola, would you want a Coca-Cola ad right before this video saying, "Drink Coca-Cola, haha, look, a dead guy"?
No.
Is that promoting your brand properly? Mm. Absolutely not. 110% no. Now,
okay, you mentioned the ages of 18 to 34.
But that's not just the ages, Grandma, because I promise you, my girlfriend's little sister is 16, and she loves this kid. Right. She loves this guy.
Has she seen this?
We had a discussion with her the other night about it.
And what did she think about it?
She was disgusted by it.
Oh, good.
So, I'm not 100% sure if she's going to stop watching him, but...
That's what has to be done.
But
she's stop watching people like that.
Right. Now, he gets...
Start disrespecting him a little bit. And not watch his stuff and everything.
Right,
like
I mean,
that.
People...
See how it feels.
You were telling me people don't even respect people when they're alive.
No, today, and I hate to say this, it's between the ages of 15 to 35 and 40. They don't even respect their parents. Nevertheless, they're going to start respecting the dead?
Yeah,
it's
please, disgusting. It's
please.
Now, think about this, Grandma. You want to know how many people follow this kid on YouTube? What, you ready for this number? More than 15 million people.
So there's something to do about it. Stop watching him.
Right.
Let it hurt his pocket.
You want to know what Forbes estimated his worth last year, which was it's the fourth highest paid YouTube star last year? You ready for this? This is going to disgust you because it disgusts me. $12.5 million this kid made last year. $12.5 million.
And you have kids going to college that paid how many thousands? 40,000 a year.
And they're sitting
in debt. And
they
can't even get a job and they're in debt.
There you go.
This is sick. This is really sick.
But see, people aren't just upset with Logan. You know, granted, yes, Logan was the naysayer and he was in the wrong 110%. But people are upset with YouTube. And we discussed that, you know, a little earlier. And this is what frustrated people. It took YouTube 10 days after this video came down.
To take it down?
No, like I told you, Logan took it down.
Oh.
YouTube wouldn't take it down. YouTube loved it. It took them 10 days to acknowledge it, to say something about it. The company says, "You're right to be frustrated. You deserve to know what's going on." Because they would not say anything about what's going on. They would not communicate with the community. And everybody was frustrated. There was, there's this one man on Twitter. His name is, he goes by the Twitter handle Trusted Flagger. Basically, this guy named Ben is a volunteer worker for YouTube. He goes and he watches YouTube videos and flags them. And so this is, a lot of people thought that YouTube didn't review it. But this is, I had said that YouTube did review it, and here's the proof. Ben says, "You didn't act accordingly. The video was reviewed, approved, and allowed on trending after it had 6 million views. Logan took the video down himself. YouTube put a statement implying it was okay until others spoke up. Any actions taken there were driven by others commending it." And that's true.
Condemning it,
correct. You're not commending. But condemning, basically what he's saying is YouTube reviewed it, said it was okay until we said it wasn't. And that is not okay.
It's not acceptable.
That is wrong.
That's right. Yep.
So that's wrong. I mean, I want to talk a little bit about what the forest actually is and what goes on there a little further. So let's dig a little bit deeper into that. So this is what the forest is. It's before we even get into the forest, Grandma, did you know Japan has one of the highest suicide rates in the developed world?
No, I did not really. Why?
Because I don't know the fact of it, but in my opinion, I think it has a lot to do with the way they're all perceived, right? I think that the big issue is they thrive so much on respect and honor that if something goes, if they can't, say a man can't provide for his family and he feels upset about it, that could lead somebody to kill themselves because they are up so much so upset about it. Mm-hmm. So it's a reputation in Japan is this force has as it's not even just Japan. People will literally come here from all over to kill themselves. And I'm glad that, you know, they don't make it public. They do not give out the numbers because I don't want to see it. It would disgust me. Now, it does what I like here, what we're reading right here, that signs are actually posted in the forest urging people to seek medical help rather than take their lives.
Right.
Which I think is absolutely 110%
right.
Fantastic.
Yes. You know, the Lord put every person here on earth. There was a plan for each one. And I don't think he wanted them to do suicide.
Right.
I really don't believe that he would want that to do them. We have.
I agree with you. I don't think God ever decided I'm going to have somebody kill themselves.
Right.
I agree with you 110%. I think he knows how it's going to happen, but I think he's upset when it happens
exactly
still.
Exactly right. Absolutely. Because he could walk... He never promised anybody a bed of roses, but he said he'd walk through with them.
Remember, guys, the grass is not always greener on the other side. If you guys are in the United States, I want to encourage you guys. Just there is no reason to be, you know.
No, life cannot be that bad. There's always a way out.
And talk to people.
That's
do
right.
not hide it.
Right.
Do not be ashamed of feeling depressed.
Right.
Depression is something that. You can't avoid it, you know.
And
sadness.
Everybody goes through it at one time or another. I don't care who you are.
So if you're not comfortable talking to a teacher, a parent, a friend, there's this number you guys can call. It's 1-800-273-8255. And guys, please, I've talked to people personally on that hotline, and they're there to help. They love you guys. They may not know you, but they will listen to you. They will. That is their job. It's not just because it is their job. They genuinely care,
right.
And they're there for you. Now, I don't know if we reach the UK at all, but if we happen to reach the UK, guys, your number is 0800-066-066. Please, guys. I may not know any of you personally, but we love you guys. We appreciate every last one of you. We do not want to see this for you guys. There's better ways, like we said. Now, in light of all that, I hope you guys do enjoy the podcast that we've given to you guys today. And I hope, you know, you look forward to more of us. If you do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And we will get back with you with more topics. We may not always have Grandma around for topics. She may be busy. Believe it or not, this woman is very busy. Has more of a social life than I do a lot of times.
Well, at your age, I didn't have a social life either. I was raising children. Mine came later on in life.
Yeah, we will have other guest hosts from time to time. We are also looking to have a good friend of mine, Odessa, as a permanent fixture as well. She just could not be here today to have these conversations with us. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Again, you have been listening to the Shock Factor podcast, and I hope you guys have a great day.